This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Music Row, Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA. I'm sitting in one of Al Jolson's studios, and I'm with Sarah and Claire Bowman of the Bowmans.
Hi.
Thank you for coming by.
Well, thanks for having us.
I want to talk about the first record you ever made. I want to talk about your dad and the tape deck.
Oh,
and
then
I'm going to pull this piece of paper up here. Chicks and Families, Radio Roots.
Radio Rocks.
Radio Rocks. There you go. Okay. Well, now, what was it? So you obviously have other family members that play and sing too.
Well, we do, but our older sister Emily, who's still a professional musician in Boulder, Colorado, but she wanted nothing to do with any of the stuff that we were doing, which was taking over the attic. And got a tape recorder for one of my early birthdays, and we had a bunch of stuffed animals.
And I actually have one with me here just by coincidence because
this is
the one that co-wrote the song that's going on our next album with me. Her name is Belbina, but I just have her because I'm staying at a place that has a dog.
It's a
She's my teddy bear, but I didn't want the dog to get her.
So, did your father, your mother, did they sing and perform? Were they?
No, Dad used to say about Mom that she definitely had the volume, but not the pitch.
Oh yeah,
I bet she loved that.
She was a little toned up.
Sorry,
she was
Mom.
A great music lover, though.
So, where in Iowa are you from?
Davenport.
Right, really?
On the Mississippi.
See, I'm from Fort Madison.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I used to play in Davenport. I used to play up there all the time with my band.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that's where you were, that you were from that close to me on the Mississippi.
Eastern Iowans.
Well, you know, that's in your music. That Iowa, that river is in your music. I think that's what I think, that Iowa, what makes it Iowa. When I listen to your music, I think about Iowa. I know that I know you girls are from Iowa, so that's there. But no, I feel that. I feel the river. I feel the... Because to me, it's the influences that run up and down the Mississippi. There's so many different styles of music.
Yeah.
And I think there's just a little touch of this, a little touch of that, and a little touch of this.
Mm-hmm.
So on your album, your new album, Far From Home, Sarah, you also play piano on it, and you also play cello,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, the piano is my skills there are limited at the moment. I used to be better, but it's one of those things, if you don't use it, you know. But cello is something that I keep active and keep that in my life quite a bit.
Hey, so you ever play it? I guess with your show, the way you perform it, it's hard to break it out and do anything on it, huh?
Yeah, so far it's sort of a different part of my life than the songwriting part of my life, and I haven't crossed those two over because I'm a classically trained cellist, so the cello for so many years was a classical tool.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I moved to New York, I started sitting in with a funk band and a prog rock instrumental group in Baltimore just to sort of stretch my limits. And then so by the time I moved to New York, I was really ready to sit on stage with whoever would have me and just improvise on songs I'd never heard before. And that's still one of my favorite things to do.
Cool.
Yeah, because you just got to get to a certain mental place to be able to really do that and not mess up what they're doing.
Right, yeah, I understand.
To really add to it. And I discovered that, wow, I can do this. This is pretty cool.
Well, I like how you use it on the record. And Claire, you also do the artwork besides the percussive side of your act?
Yeah. I'm really, that's what I do in my closet time is I draw and I paint if I have time to paint and make little sculptures and paper mache things and just everything. I just love, you know, creating visual art stuff.
So the tambourines, you use them in a way really, I don't know that I've seen anyone use them the same way. Is that something that you picked up because you felt you needed it in your sound for the percussiveness, or is it, how did you start playing tambourine? What inspired you to first pick up a tambourine?
Look at her face, says, I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't really think about it. It just sort of happened. Actually, the funny thing, too, is that I don't own any of my tambourines. They were all given to me, or I sort of accidentally stole them from people. And eventually, they're like, you know, I just used them, borrowed them so much, and then took them on the road, and finally, they're like, you can keep it. So it's just sort of something that I just started messing around with, and that whole way that I play them with both my hands and my wrists and stuff is just like I like to mess with the properties of things. Maybe that's the artistic side of me, and it's not like anyone ever showed me how to play tambourine or anything, but I just got the noises out of it that I wanted to, and it's a lot of fun to perform that way. So.
Well, it adds a lot to the show, the visual of the show, just, you know, if you're doing it, because I'm one of these ones that you've got your 50% your look and 50% your sound when you go on stage to really entertain, and it definitely adds to it.